Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get
on up! Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast and also on our website, grillnationshow.com. You can connect with me on there. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I appreciate you joining us each and every week here on the Grill Nation Show. Hope you're having a great day and a great week. It's going to be a lot of fun today on today's show. Before we get to our guests, I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show. Title sponsors of the show are MoBank and BOK Financial, Truss and Two West Companies, and Ryan Rink. Contributors to the Grill Nation Show include the KCADC, the Kansas City Area Development Council, Brian Sarf from True Wealth and Company, a guest host and honor contributor, and in the near future, we will have Port KC joining us as a contributor on a bi-monthly basis. So exciting to have them on as well. On today's show, we are going to have one of our title sponsors who joins us each and every month, bring on a great guest, and that is MoBank BOK Financial. With me today, we're going to preview the show here, is Cody Bizanson, who's the Senior Vice President of Institutional Client and an Institutional Client Advisor at BOK Financial. Welcome to the show, Cody. How are you today?
Doing well. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Let's preview today's show, then we're going to get into your background a little bit. So on today's show, we're going to be joined by, in the next segment, David Wiley, who's the President and CEO of the Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. Their website is kchospice.org. Let's talk about that. So how do you know David, and how is he, what do we have to look forward to on the show today?
Yeah, David had been a client of the organization from a kind of lending perspective for several years. And one of our bankers introduced me directly to David, mm-hmm. Exploring other options and ways we could partner with KC Hospice. And so I met him probably a little over a year or two ago, and we started talking about different things, and that ultimately led to a very specific discussion about their retirement plan benefit that they offer their employees and ways we could partner with them there to enhance that offering. And so they became a client of ours in that regard a little over 6 months ago, mm-hmm. or so, and so we're just kind of getting started with them in expanding and enhancing that benefit for their employees.
David's got an interesting background. He was with H&R Block for over 20 years. We're going to get into his moving into the KC Hospice Group. And, you know, he was on the board, I believe. He was COO and then became CEO and president. And for those that don't know about Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, it's a nonprofit organization, and it provides expert care, peace of mind, comfort, guidance, and hope to the people of our community. They've been involved in the Kansas City area since 1980 and provide unmatched experience and commitment. As well as a really, really cool programs that are kind of unique for helping people here in the region. So we're excited to have David Wiley on the show. We're going to talk about kind of how they're structured and ways that they help the population of Kansas City on the show. We're also going to break down some myths. I mean, to be honest, Cody, I know barely little about hospice. I know you've had some experiences with family, but I'm excited to hear actually what it is and what they do, as I have no real clue at this point, except for very little I know.
I would agree. I think your guests are going to find it very enlightening, because unless you've been through it firsthand, there's probably a lot you don't know. So I hope it'll help folks get a better understanding and hopefully take advantage of some of the services they offer.
Very excited to have David Wiley, President and CEO of KC Hospice and Palliative Care, on the show today. Their website is kchospice.org. Cody, at BOK Financial, you work with a lot of different people. Talk to us about kind of what you focus on there, and I'd love to know the sectors. I mean, we're talking about a nonprofit today. Is that typically your protocol, or do you work with different kind of clients?
So our nonprofits are kind of a piece of the clientele we partner with and serve here in Kansas City. Our clients are all institutional, what we would call institutional clients. So they can either be nonprofit or for-profit organizations. And so KC Hospice is one of those combinations where we are delivering one of our core benefit offerings, which is retirement plan services, to a nonprofit company. So other things we do is we actually manage money for nonprofits, whether it's a foundation or an endowment, and different things like that. So that's our primary kind of list of clients in the market, are just institutional clients that have some need, whether it's a corporate retirement plan benefit or a pool of money that a board or committee's been in charge with, and they need a partner with somebody to help them take care of it.
You've been at this for over 9 years.
Yeah, almost 10 years with BOK.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
So and you're another Oklahoma guy, so you
I
went
am.
To Oklahoma State.
Transplant from Tulsa, so went to school at Oklahoma State. Started in the industry from a consulting background with investments and retirement plans. Joined BOK back in 2009 and spent 3 years with them in Tulsa, which is where BOK is headquartered. And then moved up here almost 7 years ago to help build out our institutional wealth group in Kansas City, and have loved it. It's been a great move, and got a lot of good things going on, and just a really nice group of clients that we work with up here in Kansas City.
Talk to us about the move to Kansas City more. I'm interested to know your take, because I've been to Tulsa a handful of times. It's just different cities.
Sure. You know, it feels like just a bigger version of Tulsa. Actually, it's a great kind of that big small town feel, a great place to raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
The appeal for my wife and I, we've got three boys, was just you've got access to that next level of things like professional sports and just entertainment venues that Tulsa doesn't quite have. But like I said, it's not, doesn't have the Dallas feel, right? A little different from that. So we've been very, very happy. Not a big fan of the winters like we're going through right now. But
you might be getting those in Oklahoma too right now.
A little bit, yeah.
Not so, as cold, but.
Right, exactly. But it was a good move. Like I said, close, it's about 4 hours from Tulsa, so easy to get back, still have family there. And like I said, we're headquartered there from a corporate perspective, so I'm back on a fairly regular basis. But like I said, we've really enjoyed it. The community and people in Kansas City feel very much like Tulsa. You know, it's very friendly. Everybody's, I think, very willing to help each other, and we've just enjoyed the change from Tulsa to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. And the website is bokfinancial.com.
Yep.
And MoBake.com, obviously, is another partner. You know, you guys kind of work together now.
That's correct. Yeah.
I don't know how the legalese worked out with all that, but I know Michael Viazzoli and Grant Burcham have both been on the show together, and you guys do great work with a lot of companies here in Kansas City and throughout the region. So very cool. Very cool stuff. What was it like going to Oklahoma State? I've always wanted to go to a sporting event down there. I've never been.
You know,
I've been a Mizzou law grad, so undergrad at SLU. I've been out of the Big 12 now for a while. Looks cool on TV.
Having moved up here and getting familiar with the lay of the land here in Kansas City, I think the best comparison is Oklahoma State has a very similar vibe to Kansas State. So K-State and Oklahoma State, I think, share a very similar, campus experience and things from talking with others. That we've actually, my oldest is a freshman at K-State, and so we've gotten familiar with K-State, but for the locals and folks more familiar with Kansas City, that's probably the best way to describe Oklahoma State.
I love it. Cody Bezanson is with me from BOK Financial. We're going to be interviewing David Wiley, who's the president and CEO at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care today on the Grill Nation Show. Their website is kchospice.org. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of information today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I appreciate you joining us today on 980 AM. We'll be right back.
Magic in the air.
Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM KMBZ. I also appreciate you joining us on iTunes if you're listening via podcast and at grillnationshow.com where you can connect with my shows. All of the podcasts are there. Photos of our guests are there as well as information about our supporters and sponsors, which you mentioned here in the first segment. We're going to bring on our guests here. Again, I'm with Cody Bizanson from BOK Financial and MoBank. They're a great partner of the Grill Nation show, and each and every month they bring on a community leader and a executive or somebody just doing really great stuff here in the Kansas City region. And today's guest is David Wiley, who is the president and CEO at Kansas City Hospice, and their website is kchospice.org. David, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. So we like to start off our show just kind of talking about our guests' backgrounds and learning more about them. Are you a Kansas Cityan, born and raised, or are you're from the area?
Born and raised in Kansas City, and I went to the University of Missouri in Kansas City. So
look at that.
It's been a good place to grow up and live.
So take us through your journey here as a professional. I saw you've been in some established companies throughout the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
H&R Block was one of them for quite a long time.
Quite a long time, yeah. Actually, I kind of grew up there professionally. At Block was there for just about almost 22 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, really.
You look so young.
Thank you.
I can't believe you were there that long.
I started when I was a young infant, but actually it was great organization and did a variety of roles there in finance. And then ultimately I led operations at the end of my career there. And I was responsible for about 4,200 locations.
Oh my gosh.
In about 22 states. So a huge responsibility, but it was a great journey there.
And now tell me this, is your life at that job? Is it just crazy for like the first 5 months of the year? Or is it all time?
You know,
because my accountant is, you can barely talk to her around this time of the year. And then she's on vacation June for like a month, and you're like, hey, you know, I'm got my own company. You know, you got to keep churning and burning all these account stuff. But
from a corporate perspective, which was my responsibility, it's a 12-month around, process in terms of being ready all the time. And at least, it was about 6 years ago that I was there. So it's intense. They're an intense company. They want to do the right thing for the customer and be ready at all times. And so lots of moving parts. So
we have not had their new CEO on the show, but we'll have him on at some point.
Great.
Talk more about that. But then you got out of that profession. Tell us about how
I did.
What happened next? I know you obviously had some other things going on, but then took this job and started working at KC Hospice.
Yeah. I left Block. I made the decision to leave. They go through kind of a cycle of reorganizations, and I had the chance to leave. I did. Mm-hmm. And I had to figure out what chapter two was. Mm-hmm. And
this is mid-career, right?
Mid-career, yep. And the really great thing that was happening is I was asked to join the board of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care.
Mm-hmm.
So during my onboarding session, I was talking with the CEO, Elaine McIntosh, at the time, and she really started talking to me about what a second career could be like in a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so after about a year or 14 months, I joined the Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care.
You were on the board, and then you joined the actual organization. Wow.
So I
always wonder about that. Does that work out like that, Cody? You know, you get on the board, you know everything about the organization, you know the executive director, CEO, and the next thing you know, you're the chief operating officer, right, David?
I think the great thing was I had a lot of passion for the organization, and my mom had been served at the Kansas City Hospice House, and she died there. It was an incredible experience. And so as a board member, I just wanted to do everything I could to help the organization. And so as a professional joining the organization, it just, reinforced the incredible quality of work that the organization does. Elaine eventually retired, and I threw my hat in the ring, and I've been the CEO now just for over 2 years, and it's been a real incredible experience.
KC Hospice and how do you say that?
Palliative.
Palliative care. What is that?
Yeah, you know.
I want to break it down. Let's break that down. What is a hospice, and what is palliative care?
Sure.
I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but no, I'm trying my best.
It's okay. It's okay. Hospice is a specialized program for the end of life care, and it focuses, you know, on the individual and their family rather than the illness. Mm. And so, you know, we offer medical, emotional, social, spiritual support, and again, it's all around, you know, quality of life. And so, when somebody reaches a point in their illness that cure is no longer the focus of their kind of their goals of care, but they're looking for comfort and quality of life, and that's when hospice can help. And it's really more than just medical needs. It focuses, again, on factors, you know, the highest possible quality of life, physical, emotional, spiritual. And we're there to help not only the patient, but their family come to terms with what does end of life mean. And we're experts at this. And so we can help navigate that with them.
What is palliative?
So palliative care, to palliate means to make comfortable. So by treating someone's symptoms from an illness, you can have palliative care with any stage of illness. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but the goals of palliative care, again, are also to improve quality of life. But when they're, for us, when their goals continue to include a curative treatment, so let's say you have cancer and you're getting chemo, we can provide palliative care to you to provide you comfortable and be there for you if things change.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Cody, you've had an experience with this, correct, with a hospice in your time?
Yeah. So my grandmother went through this a couple years ago and kind of observed that from afar. Yeah.
Okay. What was that experience like?
You know, I'd be kind of like, I didn't know a whole lot of how that worked, but kind of observed how those professionals partnered with my parents and provided a lot of in-home care and treatment for my grandmother. And I think, like David said, if nothing else, really helped just give some guidance and direction of what happens now. You know, what are these next steps? Because most of us don't like to think about those type of things, and we kind of put those off. And so I think it's really beneficial to have folks like KC Hospice that you can lean on and help you see a little further down the road and talk about those difficult things and sort through those discussions.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm a layman when it comes to this. But obviously my parents are getting older now in their 70s.
Sure.
And been in the hospital at times and have had do rehab for, you know, ailments like a hip or hip surgeries or whatnot. And so it's kind of eye-opening. What are the age brackets you see? I mean, is it all older? Or you mentioned it when someone has a debilitating disease.
Sure.
What's that look like?
You know, Kansas City Hospice, we've been doing this for now 38 years. Mm-hmm. So as the longest hospice, running hospice in the area.
Is so that true? Okay.
It is true. In fact, no one wants to think about this, but we do pediatric hospice for our Carousel program. And, you know, so we take care of infants, we take care of young children, we take care of teenagers. But, you know, the vast majority of people that we're serving is an older population. But that, you know, everyone dies. And so...
I know we don't like to think about it.
I know no one wants to talk about it. I'm the person you don't want to know until you need to know me, or our organization. But any age can.
So where are your locations? So, I should have asked that at the top. I mean, you know, you have it's more than one, correct?
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, one of the things about hospice, it's not a place you go to die necessarily. So the bulk of our patients, the majority of our patients, we take care of at home. And so they're in their home, and our caregivers
in-home care, okay,
are coming to their home.
Which I think makes a lot of sense because my grandmother is, I think, 97 now, 96 or 97.
And
I could not imagine her in a place. I mean, she likes watching the Royals. She can handle herself. She lives by herself. She loves it. I think that's why she's lived so long. I can't imagine her going to a facility.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 people want to die at home. And so, and wherever they call home, it could be a long-term care facility or, you know, assisted living, that type of thing. We do have 2 inpatient units. The Kansas City Hospice House is located at 120th and Warnell Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the North Care Hospice House, which is located inside North Kansas City Hospital on
the second
floor. And so those, our inpatient hospice units are, provide for care when those symptoms and those difficulties can't be managed at home. Mm-hmm. And so they're more of an acute level of care where we're really helping people in a facility 24 hours a day, 24-hour nursing care. And not only are we taking care of the patient, but we're taking care of families. So it's a really, it's a serene setting that allows us to take care of people when they need help.
That's interesting. Cody, can you get close to your mic here? I want to talk to you about how you are involved at BOK and MoBank. And we have a minute left in this segment. We'll get into that in the next segment about how you guys operate as a nonprofit. But tell us about your involvement with these guys.
Sure. Yeah, David and I got introduced through one of our lenders who was partnering with KC Hospice to explore some different ideas from a lending perspective. And we started talking about some of the other services that BOK offers. And a couple of those that we were batting around was investment management, kind of from a foundation perspective, mm-hmm. as well as a corporate retirement plan services, which is ultimately where David and I ended up partnering together, and they came on board as a client of ours in the fourth quarter of last year. And so we're helping to partner with them to offer a very competitive and I think attractive retirement plan benefit to the employees, you know, that are out there mm-hmm. Serving as the hands and feet of KC Hospice.
Interesting stuff, and it's I'm learning as we go. So we have two segments left on the show today. David Wiley is our guest, president and CEO of KC Hospice and Palliative Care. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. You're listening to 980 AM. Also, I appreciate if you're listening on podcast via iTunes or at the website, grillnationshow.com. You connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also, I'm available on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all the social medias. Just search for my name. I appreciate you guys listening each and every week, and I appreciate MoBank, BOK Financial, for being a partner in the Grill Nation Show. Each and every month they join us. This month, Cody Bizanson, who is at BOK Financial, he's an SVP there, Institutional Client Advisor. Did I get that right?
You got it.
Okay. He's also doing a great job here on the show today. We're also joined by David Wiley, who's the CEO and president of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. I'm sure I'll get that right at some point. But anyways, they're online. It's easier just to say kchospice.org. David, we're talking about kind of how you all are structured. I know you guys have been in Kansas City area since 1980, a leader in supportive care at any stage of illness, showing you have a lot of expertise. You guys work with a lot of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You're a nonprofit, though. Tell us how that works, because
sure.
you're not out here to make money.
Absolutely.
You're a nonprofit, and a lot of people, I think organizations like yours are private money-making machines, but they're not. This is a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit, and I think it is important because I think it speaks to, you know, why we're in this and what we're trying to accomplish. And so what you might not know is there's actually 36 different hospices in Kansas City.
Seems like a lot. Everyone passes away, but 36 is a lot.
It's a lot. And so we are the largest nonprofit. And what that means is that we're just trying to get to break even. The programs that we provide, a lot of them don't have revenue streams. We look at the end of life experience, with a wide angle lens, and, we look at what those needs are, and then we try to fill the gaps. And so, hospice care is just part of it. We talked a little bit about palliative care also.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of community programs.
We have a lot of community programs. One that's really important, I think it's called the Solace House. And we just celebrated last year, the Solace House being in existence for 20 years, and it's a center for grief and healing. It allows people from the community when they've experienced a traumatic death or any death to come and get support for free of charge. And what happens is we do these grief support groups. There's two cycles a year, every other week for 8 weeks, so a 16-week cycle. And the unique thing about Solace House is you come as a family, mm-hmm. we serve you dinner so you can get off work, come there as a family. And then we break people up by age group. So there's the 3 to 5 year old room, and there's the 7 to 9 year old room, and there's teenage room, and then there's adult rooms. And so you can, you know, be part of a group of people of your same need or age. Mm-hmm. And it's a really powerful part of our organization. So
sounds awesome.
Yeah, really proud of that work.
You have a lot of experts in palliative care, and many physicians, nurse practitioners, RN, social workers, therapists,
yes,
grief support specialists, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people work and are,
yeah,
I know you have a lot of volunteers as well. Take us through how that breaks down.
Sure. So we, Kansas City Hospice has just under 400 employees.
Wow. Amazing.
At any one point in time, we have about 475 patients on our service every single day, 24 hours a day. And so we're, you know,
this is like your former job. You have to run a lot of different networks at one time here. Wow.
The staff is incredible. And I think that's the most rewarding part of my job, is to support them to do this, you know, meaningful work. Typically people tell us, we wish we would have known about hospice sooner. Mm-hmm. A lot of late referrals. But the organization comes together to support people at an important time. The grief support that you mentioned is really important. Not only do we help patients and their family during the dying process, but part of the Medicare benefit is that we help people for 13 months after the death. So we have grief specialists that reach out, they call, they meet with you one-on-one. We offer other support programs, but the idea is to help you through that journey no matter where you are. And so we do that as part of hospice. And then we have our extra program, I think, or a real gem of our community called the Solace House that I mentioned earlier.
How do volunteers get involved? I know that they do all kinds of different things for y'all. And
And
they even watch pets. In
yeah.
Need, I'm reading on the website.
Yeah. You know, it's really a community effort when we're trying to support people and surround people with those that need help. Our volunteers, I think, are actually a differentiator for our hospice. We have more than 500 people that volunteer for us last year.
Amazing.
They donated 37,000 hours of time. I mean, I know it's like hard to imagine, but and I think
it takes a lot to do that. I mean, with everything else in life going on, and just getting over 500 volunteers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a really great opportunity for people. I mean, it's just once they've been touched by hospice, they typically want to give back in some way. And mm-hmm. so we provide lots of different ways, whether they're sitting with a patient, or we have some people that do a courier service. So we have, you know, some offices mm-hmm. around the city where our staff are located. So they volunteer in order to drive, you know, our mail around. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have lots of opportunities.
So Cody and David are with me today. Fundraising. We mentioned, you know, we have a banker sitting here. But fundraising is so important to your organization. It's basically how you're funded, correct?
Well,
as a nonprofit, I mean, you have to fundraise.
So 10% of our budget is philanthropy is required for us in order to work to close the gap. So
and how do you do that? What do you guys do? Events? Do you do galas? Sure. Do you do asks through email? How does that work?
Because all of it. no, actually, well, we do.
I'm just saying, if someone's listening and they want to volunteer or they want to donate.
Yeah. So there are ways to donate on our website that you mentioned, but we do all of that. We have an event in the fall that's our largest fundraiser called Sunday Night Live. It's on a Sunday, 5 to 8. It's downtown in the live block. It's a real fun time for people to come together. But we have people that offer to, you know, a third party event. So they say, we want to do an event on your behalf and donate the money to you. And that happens frequently, which we love. But people make memorial donations, or when people die on our service, they leave money as a tribute to their loved one. And so that's another way. We look for grants in order to fund our specific programs.
I think it's just amazing to see how many moving parts there are to a hospice, Cody, at any time, isn't it? I mean, just the things that David's kind of and his team are kind of doing, especially with end of life issues, it's got to be pretty stressful.
Well, I mean, getting to know David, I mean, just hearing as we were talking about
what they do and how they do it, what's shown on the website, I think, is just a fraction, right? Especially from a volunteer perspective of all the different ways people can come alongside them and do partner with them. It's just, it's an amazing thing to see. And I think what David's done and continues to offer is he provides a compelling reason. So people feel good about that volunteering. They know what they're volunteering for isn't taken for granted, and it's truly appreciated. And so they want to continue to do it.
We mentioned you guys have a lot of special services, and there's more information at kchospice.org. You developed unique programs to help families cope with illnesses. Talk to me about Passages.
Sure.
And what that is. And then we'll go through some of your others, because you do a lot of different things. But I know there's some people that are kind of dealing with aging parents or uncertainty, and they don't really know what to do.
Sure.
I think that's what Passages kind of addresses.
Yeah, our Passages program is it's a real important part of what we do. That program has been in place now just about coming on 13 years, and we have a therapist that's on staff, and there are sometimes people that are dealing with grief or end of life issues, and it becomes kind of a chronic, a chronic condition. So, you know, when someone is going through grief, it's a very difficult time, obviously, and you can expect over time that it'll get easier. But for some people, it can be a debilitating experience. And so our Passages program, we have clients that come and meet with our therapist really work through as a client, you know, some really significant or challenging issues. So I've had people that have come up to me and, you know, when they found out that I work for Kansas City Hospice, they'll say, "I know about your Passages program. I specifically know Stevie Schuchart, who's our therapist one of our therapists in that program, and she literally saved my life." And you know, whether it's a parent that's dealing with the suicide, of a child or that type of thing. So it's another aspect of just the end of life spectrum that we support. And and so when we add up all those costs, like you mentioned, the fundraising is important to be able to help us do this great care.
You also work with veterans.
We do.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, our We Honor Veterans program. You know, there's a significant number of people that come onto service that are veterans. And so what our team tries to do as they're getting to know the family and our patient is understand the service that they've, how they've served our country. Mm-hmm. So we do ceremonies with them. We have veterans that are on our staff, whether they're in a chaplain capacity or even, you know, a nursing capacity.
And volunteers.
And volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, at the end of life, a veteran just wants to talk to another veteran. Mm-hmm. And there are numerous stories where they just want to tell that story and get it off their chest. And we allow that to happen. And it allows for a peaceful end of life because they might just need to tell that story to one person. And so we make that happen with our We Honor Veterans program.
Very interesting stuff. David Wiley, CEO and president of KC Hospice and Palliative Care, is with us, as well as Cody Bizanson from BOK Financial. You're listening to Grill Nation Show. We'll be right back with more of these two great guys. Great guests. I want to hear you calling my name.
Loosen them shoulders up, blow it up, let's work. Throw some perm on your attitude. Girl, you gotta relax.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show, 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast or at grillnationshow.com. Been a great show so far today. David Wiley and Cody Bizanson have joined me. We're going to keep things moving here with our final segment today, talking about KC Hospice, kchospice.org. We've talked about all the benefits, David, about your organization. What does this cost? I'm curious to see what the programs cost for people that, you know, might not know how a hospice functions and what it would cost for them to go.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. It's important. So actually payment for hospice services can come from Medicare, come from Medicaid, or even private insurance plans. So for people that are on Medicaid, for example, the costs of hospice are covered for the care that you receive. That includes the medication related to your condition, the supplies, like briefs and other things, equipment, like a hospital bed and oxygen. So that's all encompassing in that payment. So as a community-based nonprofit, but we want to ensure that everyone in need of this care has access, mm-hmm. regardless of the resources. So last year, we actually did about $550,000 in charity care. So these are people that didn't have insurance or didn't have resources. And mm-hmm. so it's a really important part of who we are.
That's interesting because healthcare and paying for it is always something that is very confusing.
It's very confusing. So. And nobody wants to think about, you know, making a decision about paying for something at the end of life. And so we try to make it easy. But certainly if anyone ever has any questions, they can look on our website or call us, and we'd be happy to come out and talk to you about it.
And David, how do you start to have this dialogue? You know, I look at my situation as I'm an only child. So basically my parents are still alive. A lot mm-hmm. of the issues as they get older, you start to hear these things more. And all of those decisions kind of come down to me, I guess, and how that's going to function based on what they want. I mean, where do you start? Do you have to have a dialogue? How does this all happen? Because it seems like it happens very fast and a lot of people aren't prepared for it.
I think it's a great question. Sometimes if there's a specific issue that happens, it could start with your physician, mm-hmm. Where they would talk to, you know, you and or your family about hospice. But I think the most important thing to do is to prepare right now, have the conversation about an advanced directive, which is a document that outlines what your goals and wishes are. I have an advanced directive. So if something were to happen to me, somebody could pick it up, they could read it.
And that would show you what I want if I was very sick, yeah. end of life.
What I didn't want, you know, and it's in my, you know, my signatures on the form. So my advice is to really have that conversation. There's different ways to download, you know, having a caring conversation or that type of thing, but, or call us and we'd be happy to help facilitate or give you some suggestions about that.
KCHospice.org. How would you go about picking a hospice?
You know, that is a really important question. We actually have a link on our website related to a Consumer Reports article, and it gives you a guide to end of life. And I think it's important. There's six things. First, nonprofit, you know, with more than 20 years experience. That's important. We've demonstrated that it really gets to the essence as to what the organization is, mm-hmm. Stands for. Number two, does the hospice have physicians on their staff? We're real fortunate that we have employed physicians on our staff that are experts at end-of-life care, and they're board certified in, mm-hmm. in hospice and palliative medicine, for example. Is the hospice Medicare certified? That's important because of the rules and regulations, like with all healthcare, are strict, and you want to make sure that the organization is certified, that there's palliative care offerings. Mm-hmm. So hospice isn't for everyone. So are there other programs that can be offered, like we talked about mm-hmm. A little bit earlier on the earlier segment? The ability to provide care in a nursing home. So does that hospice have, you know, the ability to do that? That's important because a lot of older people are in nursing homes. And then also, if the symptoms can't be managed at home, is there an inpatient unit? And Kansas City Hospice has two inpatient units that we provide care to. So those are six things that people can think about when they're choosing a hospice.
Very helpful. David Wiley is with us, president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. You guys work with BOK Financial and MoBank. Why is it important to work with them, David? And we have Cody. He can chime in here as well. What are they doing to help you? And why have they been a good partner?
You know, we've had a lending relationship with BOK Financial over the years. That's been important. Just from a financial structure perspective. Most recently, our retirement plan is with BOK Financial. And why that's important to me is that for those nearly 400 employees, I want to ensure that we're giving them the best product, the best offering, the best pricing so that they can plan to retire in the future. And having a partner like Cody and BOK Financial is a real positive, and we've made a transition in the last 6 months or so, and they've just done a fantastic job for us.
Cody, you want to chime in there and talk about that relationship?
Yeah. So, you know, for us, like I said, getting to meet David and learn more about the organization and talk specifically about their retirement plan, one of the benefits to us, not only does BOK support financially a lot of nonprofit and philanthropic initiatives, but when we have an opportunity to actually partner from a business perspective and come alongside organizations and help support their staff with their, you know, with their mission, that is just kind of an extra bonus for us. So we were able to come in and offer what really ended up being a bundled solution that translated into significant cost savings to KC Hospice, not only for them as an organization, but to their employees, which ultimately means we're hoping that they can reach those retirement goals sooner and, you know, stay on track and ultimately retire the way they want to retire after the years of work they've given to the organization. So that's what that means to us, and we're really excited to be a part of that.
Very cool relationship. Mustache month.
Yeah.
None of us, you guys have beards or 5 o'clock shadows that are looking very good. Talk to me about what Mustache Month is. I know you guys have some exciting things happening with
that. We're doing a unique fundraiser right now. It's Mustache Month at Kansas City Hospice.
February is, yes.
It's February. And we are highlighting our Carousel Pediatric Program to raise funds for these little kiddos that are in need of our help and support at a very important time. But basically, it's a peer-to-peer fundraiser that allows people to sign up to grow a mustache and have their friends support it. So this month, we're doing that, and it's just part of our offering related to some of our fundraising stuff. And there's some great stories on our website about our Carousel program. We have a story that we're highlighting Michael and Jennifer Stoltz and their three kids and how all of our programs have really helped them. Unfortunately, two of their boys had a really unique, rare genetic disorder and died. Their other son, Duncan, did escape the disease, but has been helped, for example, at Saul's house. So it's
very
really
interesting stuff.
Not an easy story.
No,
not an easy story. But, anyway, we're highlighting this Mustache Month this month, to bring awareness and to raise some funds.
KCHospice.org. We got about 40 seconds left in the show. David, talk us about why you love this job as CEO and president.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress, but you help a lot of people, I'd imagine. And you've been in it for a few years now.
Yep, 6 years. I think, you know, for me, the ability to come to work every single day to make a difference. And, you know, I probably couldn't do the bedside care, but we have, you know, nearly 400 people that are doing that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an honor and a privilege to support them, to provide them great support in order to do that. And so it's just a real honor.
Sounds like you've really enjoyed this career.
I do.
Career move.
I love it.
I love
it's
it.
Great.
I'm glad that you love it. And I appreciate you coming on the show today. David Wiley and Cody Bazanson. I appreciate you coming on Grill Nation. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you again next week here on the Grill Nation show. Take care and have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.